who have not repented. And he didn't say all, but many. He didn't specify who these people were, thereby making it easier for them to return to repentance. To illustrate that repentance can correct transgressions, he mourns over those who do not repent, those who are irreparably damaged, those who persist in their wounds. Notice then the apostolic virtue where, despite not being aware of any wrong within himself, he grieves over the wrongs of others and feels regret for other people's transgressions. This is the distinct characteristic of a teacher, to empathize with the misfortunes of his students and mourn over the injuries of those under his guidance. Then he also mentions the particular sin.